It's WordPress Plugins A to Z, episode number 68. We've got some things to help you out with: comments, permalinks, multiple featured images, a social timeline plugin, and something to help out with Genesis. All coming up on episode 68 of WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back. And we are here for WordPress Plugins A to Z. I got to get the Z in there sometime, you know.
I've rebranded you.
You rebranded it. That's all right. It's all good. So right off the top here, want to let folks know, get out there, visit our website, WP Plugins A to Z, and hit that speak pipe, folks. We really want to hear some more from people out there.
Yeah, we're dragging the bottom of the barrel here. We got nothing. So here's your chance. You want to get on the show, just head to WPPluginsA2Z.com and click on that button to the left and leave us some feedback. Let us know how you like the show, or if you have a question or a particular help with you need with a plugin. Sometimes just leaving a message itself is, as we noted in the last couple shows, maybe a way to work yourself through the problem. We're like your therapists for WordPress plugins.
There you go. Or you can even help us transition the show into a whole new level of excellence.
There you go.
So keep on coming, folks. We really appreciate it. So what have we got this week? Well, you know, a couple of real random things I want to talk about. WordPress 3.3.2 dropped last week. I believe it just happened shortly after we recorded the last show. All of a sudden, I started seeing it appear in all my WordPress websites.
Yeah, no kidding. It was a mad dash to get through my whole stack of domains and update everything.
Make sure you update. According to the list, there were some significant security fixes done in that. So very important you get it updated.
Absolutely.
What else have we got? I want to ramble on about how I spent my last weekend. I went to a wonderful concert for Coldplay. That was lots of fun. They're actually quite impressive with their show. I really like the way they actually incorporate the fans into the show. When you went through the door, they gave you this nice little bracelet, and you're thinking, okay, what's it for? You know, you look at it, it's got some sort of transmitter on it. Turns out the bracelet's multicolored, and they actually had it synced to some of their songs. So they had the entire, it was a stadium. It was like, I think it was like 40,000 people in the Rogers Arena. So it's the largest arena in Vancouver. And you see all these lights all the way across. Eventually, I recorded a whole bunch of it on my iPhone, and I'll get it off my iPhone and translate a couple of it online just for fun. But it's pretty cool to see all through there, and they put on an excellent show. I was really quite impressed with it, and I'm not an overly Coldplay fan, but my wife is. So
nice. I can't wait to check that footage out.
So what else we got? Oh, yeah, I spent a little time last weekend playing Diablo 3 during the free beta testing weekend.
Never heard of it.
Well, no, it's a gamer thing, and I've got a few gamers out there that listen. A couple of folks have mentioned it, so it's all good. But it looks like it's going to be a game that's going to suck away a little bit of my time when it finally launches next month. It'll suck away a good couple, 3-4 hours of my life.
Yeah, I'm going to be sure and avoid that. Yeah, one of my old favorite games out there, and I don't want to get on a game tangent here because we got a lot of plugins to talk about today, but Silent Service, an old submarine game that I used to love to play, is now coming to a multiplayer online version.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Just go in wolf packs, and I'm trying desperately to avoid it, but it's somewhat inevitable.
One of those things. So what else we got? WordPress 3.4 Beta 3 is out. And so when they're in beta 3 now, it means we're getting really close to an official release of it. So It may actually happen in May, as they say, although I did say June. I'm thinking, shall we start a pool on a launch date for that? You know, what do you think?
Let's go May 5th. I'll say May 5th.
May 5th. That's pretty quick. I would say somewhere around the 20th of myself at this moment.
Mm. So. Okay. I'm an early riser, you know me.
Yeah, it can happen. It can happen. So one other thing I want to mention, I want to thank the folks out there that are discovering my website at johnoverall.com and my WordPress emergency support. I've had a few phone calls this past week of people calling up. Oh my God, I broke my website. Can you help me? It's like, I certainly can. So I was happy to help out a few folks get their WordPress websites back up and running with a very short order and with a minimal amount of effort on their part so they didn't break it further. So that's kind of cool. Kind of nice to see that's working out.
You're like a WordPress plumber.
Well, somebody's got to do it, you know?
That's true.
And after seeing the stats in my file of people hitting my website after searching for the keyword WordPress emergency support, I went, here's an area that really needs to be targeted. So I went after it. There you go, folks. There's an idea for you if you're in the WordPress business. And finally, we have a cleaner look to the show, a cleaner sounding show. We've had some good feedback from folks on the new intros and extras and music and other pieces in it. So glad to hear that folks are liking it. And a little side note, we're changing the layout of the notes, the show notes, so that it'll be cleaner, easier for you to find your way around, and maybe a little bit more understanding of the information. So all in all, we're trying to bring this show up to a new higher level of excellence.
Yeah, and remember that we put links to all of the plugins that we talk about in our show notes. So instead of having to rewind and trying to remember and, you know, all that, just go to the show notes, follow along with the show, and you can get links to everything that we talk about.
Yeah, and occasionally, you never know, we might even be able to give you an example on how it's used. Who knows? So... And one other minor thing that I want to mention is due to all these improvements in here, I've realized that oftentimes I'm handing out the 5 Dragon rating just a little too easy. So,
as have I.
So
I'm
what
guilty
I,
too.
What I'm doing with it now is I'm gonna the plugin's going to have to seriously impress me now before it gets a 5 Dragon. I mean, 4 is pretty common, and there's a lot of plugins that do a really good job, but the plugin's just going to have to wow me from now on before it hits a 5 Dragon.
Yeah, here's my scale. If it's something that, you know, could be used on maybe 1 or 2 of my sites, it's usually around like a 3 as far as a rating goes. If it's something that I should put on my most profitable sites, I usually give that a 4. And if it's something that I want to put on everything I own as far as a WordPress installation, that's where 5 comes in for me. And I'm sure you're pretty much the same scale, John.
Pretty much the same scale. But you know, I had been giving it out a little easier, but not anymore.
No, you gotta earn it.
If we're gonna make this nice and shiny and put a nice good spit polish on it, let's make it make them work for it.
There you go.
And one last thing here, I got a quick shout out for Tom who gave us kudos on the new intro and stuff. He sent it to me via Google Plus, which is the very first item I've come through Google Plus since I'm not overly using it. So it sort of drew me into actually, maybe I should actually start to use this item. So.
Yeah, Google Plus is great. It's more of a tech crowd right now. And quite frankly, that's the way I like it. Yeah. So, you know, it's what Facebook was 4 years ago when just the cool kids were involved.
That's where it'll probably stay for a while, I imagine. So what else we got? Got some news this week. I've got a few articles I've picked up along the way here. Got an interesting one about Automattic this past week. Automattic, the company behind WordPress, of course. They've grown up, added themselves some new executives, and they've started to share their revenue numbers. So it sounds like, who knows, maybe they might be headed for an IPO. Maybe they'll become a public company. That's just what it sounds like. You know, listening to it and reading it, that's what the underlying read is maybe they might actually push themselves to public offering.
I'd buy that.
So would I. So other than that, I've got a nice article here of 201 WordPress books. So somebody did some research. Laurel did some research on it, and she came up with 201 WordPress books It's a nice, interesting read. Got a good listing of all the different books that are available on WordPress and how you can work with it. And then, of course, I've mentioned WordPress 3.3.2 and 3.4 beta. We've got a link to WordPress on that. And this is an interesting article. Somebody used WordPress to create a game publishing platform. So I skimmed the article. It looked like it might be actually pretty interesting to read through, but somebody actually used the WordPress core to create a game platform. So that'll be an interesting one. And there's one more article of 18 useful online resources for WordPress tips and tricks. This is a link to an article of 18 different links off to different sites for additional tips and tidbits on how to use WordPress. So that's
Looks
what we
like
got.
The show notes are chock full of good stuff this week, so make sure you head on over to the site and check it out.
Just a few. So let's head on off and get the fun started with our plugins. All right. So right off the top of the barrel, I've got one here. This week here, I was busy trying to enhance a client's comment section, and we were trying to do away with one plugin that wasn't doing what we needed to do as far as a newsletter and managing comments at the same time and allowing people to subscribe. So I went searching for a better way to deal with this. And I came across one that I'd heard about in the past called Subscribe to Comments. But I also saw one next to it called Subscribe to Comments Reloaded. And whenever I see Reloaded, I want to see, okay, what did they change? Did they fork off of it, and how did they improve it? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Well, this time around, he managed to improve Subscribe to Comments by adding a few features that were lacking in the original one. And so I installed it. Basically, what it's for, of course, is when people hit your website and create a comment, they click a checkbox so that they subscribe to it, so when any additional comments are made, they will get an email so they can keep up with the conversation that's happening. And that's kind of nice. The other thing that it allows is it allows when someone goes to the comments and decides they want to subscribe and catch the conversation, but they don't actually want to contribute. They just want to be there and lurk and see where it's happening. So this allows both ways of doing it. It also has some nice features of customizing subscription choices. They can subscribe to all the comments that are made, or they can subscribe to just comments that are made on their comments. So they can limit the thread as to what happens if they want. They also get an opportunity to manage their subscriptions. In other words, when they've had enough of the thread, they can go in there and disable it and unsubscribe to it, so they're not continuing to get something in case it becomes a ridiculously long thread, like I've subscribed to a couple that went into the several hundreds, and I was like, how do I turn this off? I'm tired of listening to the conversation. So that's a nice feature of it. It also has a double opt-in, so when they do subscribe, they get an email that says, did you subscribe? That way they can't be abused, and they can't end up being spammed. Kind of a good one. The other one is it has a piece in there for purging requests, so someone's made requests in it, and they haven't acted on it. In other words, they got the email that says to subscribe, and they don't. It will purge them out of the list so that it's no longer taking up database space.
How does it handle unsubscribes?
It's got a click box in the form that gets emailed to them. They click here, and it takes them to a page and say unsubscribe, uncheck the box.
And that handles that automated?
Yeah, it's automated once they check that. Nobody has to do it manually. And finally, it allows you as the administrator to go check on the subscription list and see who has subscribed to it. Just in case you want to see that. So all in all, pretty decent plugin. I liked it. It seems to work out pretty nice on the website. We'll find out how it goes over the next few days, because I just put it in there a couple days ago, so we want to see how it does with all the new comments that are coming into the website. So this one gets a 4 Dragon rating because it's right near the top, and it can be very useful.
Excellent. I'm going to try that out. It's a perfect solution for one of these things that I got that I need to stuff some affiliate ads into emails that go out. And that seems like something that a lot of comments, you could actually tuck a little ad in there.
Yep.
Every time somebody puts something in. Interesting. Okay, well, I'm bringing something to the table here that is a bit unusual. It's called multiple featured images. Now, we've really all been used to just having one featured image, right? But
correct.
This allows us to go so much further. So basically, the history of it, according to the author, is that he had a customer. He had to assign two featured images to pages. One featured image was used as the header image, and the other was a small button for the submenu. Oh. The images had to be different, so he couldn't simply use the same image size. So he wrote this plugin. So that's exactly what this does, is it allows you to add additional featured images to a post or a page. And it doesn't do just one additional. You can do as many as you want now.
Hmm. I'm going to have to give this a shot. This looks like it might solve a problem I just ran into yesterday.
There you go, man. That's why we do the show, right?
Exactly.
So, now, I will say this. It was a little clunky. Mm-hmm. It did require a little bit of handle jiggling. It's a brand new plugin. It's only been downloaded 143 times as of this recording. So I gave it a 3 out of 5. It's done by a guy named Marcus Kober, and he gets just a point for having his name is Marcus. But I'm very, very much going to follow the progress of this particular plugin. It works. It does everything that he says it will do. It's just, to me, it could have just been the theme, and maybe I'll give it another go and take another pass around the bend and see what happens with it. But this one's definitely worth checking out on a site that could use this type of functionality.
Yeah, I wonder how it works. I have a particular theme right now that uses a featured image in two spots. I wonder if it'll allow me to change that up.
It should. It actually should. And by the way, you know, it all depends on your application too. Yeah. The thing that I needed was just a small little icon in a second position. But for multiple featured images in a post, I think that this thing would really be cool if you could just kind of incorporate it into the theme probably a little bit better than I had it.
I'll be playing with that. That'll be one I'll be playing with later today or tomorrow, no doubt.
Excellent.
About it. All right. So what have I got up next here? I have another one. This is one I'd heard about in the past. I'd thought about downloading a couple times to try out, and I'd just never really gotten a reason to do it until the website, same one that got the comments one previously for subscribing. I thought, you know, we've had some issues with people on this website creating comments, and then they've, you know, editing, spelling. Maybe they wanted to change it, or we've had to change it, or they've asked. So I've heard about the Ajax Edit Comments plugin before, and I thought, well, I should give it a shot. Well, this one, I downloaded Ajax, the WP Ajax Edit Comments, and it's a great plugin to allow people to, once they create the comment, you give them a certain amount of time, say 5 minutes, to where they can go back and re-edit their comment. Maybe they've typoed it, maybe they've said something incorrectly, or maybe they just wish they could take back what they just said 10 seconds after they submitted it. I know a few people that have done that, and sort of like myself. But anyway, this allows them to go back and do that real quick. And you give them a limited amount of time to do it. It also does a little bit more than that, aside from giving them the ability to go in and edit their comment. It has a built-in spell check button. So they click the little checkbox with the spell. It automatically checks it for spelling. So it gives them an opportunity to fix any glaring spelling errors.
And that is a pet peeve of mine. People comment with bad grammar. I hate it.
Grammar is...
You're bringing me down, people. Come on.
Grammar is... Yeah, it doesn't check grammar. It only checks the spelling. So you're kind of limited.
That's what I mean. You know what I'm talking about.
So anyway, it also allows you to limit the edits they can do. Like, you can allow them to edit their name if they want to, or their email, or their URL. So maybe they want to change those, or maybe you want to have them, once they fix that, that's permanent. Up to you. You can also, if you have a site that has registered users, you can give the registered user an unlimited amount of time to go back and edit their comment. You can also stop edits if someone comments on their comment. So in other words, what that does is that prevents them from sending, they got a thread going on, and they go, maybe I should change that. They're stuck with it now. So they can't edit it back. There's no takebacks on it. And of course, I mentioned the spell checker, and you can customize the look and feel of it and change the colors, blend it into your site look, because it actually changes up the box for your comments and puts it, of course, into an AJAX format, which is kind of nice. All in all, it's a pretty nice way of allowing visitors to leave the best comments they can on your site. I tested it. It works very nicely. It does allow the quick edits, and it allows you to go back and change it. The spell check seems to catch pretty decent glaring errors, so all in all, pretty good. And so this one here gets a nice 4 Dragon rating on it, simply because it's very useful, and it can be used across most sites, but it's not super wow yet. So that's what we got for it.
Nice. Well, I've been kind of working on, just out of sheer embarrassment of having to mention my website on the show every week and not having it up to par, I've actually started redesigning it. And one of the things I wanted to do is use my website as kind of a catch-all for all of my social stuff. And my wife and I are getting into Foursquare and checking into different places. And, you know, we'd like to kind of maybe share that other than just Facebook, you know. So I found this plugin. Now, by the way, I've been trying to use this theme for Genesis, and I know you're a big proponent of Genesis.
Right.
I'm using one called Tapestry, which is kind of a timeline type of a theme.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm having a lot of trouble with trying to get automated posts that come in to assign themselves as a particular format, as they call it, or post type.
Right.
So I've decided instead to try and go the plugin route. So this is called Social Timeline. And basically what it does is it displays a live stream of events from different social sites or news feeds or any other RSS feed. So in this case, it even lets me pull the podcast here from our website and put it on my put it on my own homepage.
Nice.
And do it automatically. So that's exactly what I've been looking for, because I'm involved in so many other podcasts and productions and blogs and things like that. It's just, I wanted to have one place where, you know, everything that I do is highlighted. So I've not fully implemented this thing. I'm going to absolutely dive into it in the next couple days, perhaps after the weekend, and figure out exactly how it works and really put it through its paces. But so far, this thing's got a lot of promise to it. It's brand new. It's been downloaded only 113 times, and it's pretty good. So far, if it can replace this Tapestry Genesis theme that I'm using, that'll allow me the flexibility to kind of go to a more complex theme yet still have this functionality to it. Okay. So I gave it a 3 out of 5 because right now I've just not had enough time. It's so new. It just came out 2 days ago. But I just want to let people know about it. I know a lot of people are active socially out there as far as Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus and all that. And this is one solution in which you guys can tie that in together and put it in one central place. And it works for businesses too.
Excellent. That looks interesting.
Yeah. So that's 3 out of 5.
Excellent. All right. Let's see. What have I got? I've got one final plugin here today. And this one came about due to a website I finished for a client this last week, and we ran into an issue when we cleaned up his old layout settings. Of course, a lot of people know about when they first started using WordPress, how the permalink settings were oftentimes something less than be desired, aside from the default setting, which is least to be desired.
No kidding.
And what he'd had his default permalink settings on this site was, it was year, month, day, and then slug. Okay, that big long one, which actually gets to be confusing. This plugin here is called Change Permalink Helper. And basically, it looks like it's relatively new. It's only 3,000 times downloaded. But it has been updated relatively recently. And so I needed something to, what it did was I needed to fix the old permalink setting to the new one. Because when I redid his site, of course, I fixed his permalink setting and set it for the proper post type permalink, which is your most cleanest, best permalink. But what he'd been doing in some of his posts is he'd been linking to his other post within his site, and he'd been pasting in the entire URL instead of using shortcode links. And so what it did was it broke several of his internal links, and I needed to fix that without having to go through and edit his dozens of posts that have this in there. Sure. So this plugin here, what it does is it goes in and it corrects the issue of all the stuff in front of the slug, and it redirects it back to the proper slug no matter what permalink you're using. It's pretty straightforward. You just plug it in, turn it on, and it works. I couldn't find any settings for it, which, you know, kind of nice, although I always kind of wonder what's happening in the background.
It's like a bomb that doesn't tick.
Sometimes. But if it works, it works. And because he'd been using this permalink year, month, day slug, when I plugged this in and started testing it on all the different posts, all of a sudden they were redirecting to the proper post type. In other words, domain, slug. Just the way it was supposed to work. No effort whatsoever. So in other words, if somebody's created URL or links to your website using those those URLs, they will also get a 301 redirect from this plugin, telling that it's been redirected. So if it's search engines hitting them, they get the 301 redirect. So it helps take care of that issue also. So All in all, pretty decent. It's not something you'd use every day, but it is pretty nice, straightforward, and does actually work. So it got itself a decent 4 Dragon rating on it.
Awesome.
So that's all
cool.
I got.
I'm going to try that. No, yeah, that's pretty great. I actually am trying to think of a site that I'm working on that I can use that in, and it's an old site that's been around for a while, and it was going into actually a different subfolder, so I wonder if that would change it, but I'll give it a shot.
Who knows? It might.
Yeah, so I have two kind of cool plug-and-play things to take us out here. These are the laziest of lazy. Come on, let's admit it. We love lazy plugins here on the show. This first one is just basically shake the Etch-A-Sketch. It's called Remove Default Widgets, and that's exactly what it does. You turn it on, all your default widgets, gone.
Nice.
That's it. 4 out of 5. That's the quick and easy, perfect way to get rid of all those stock crazy widgets when you know you're working with a different theme that doesn't even require stock widgets. So 4 out of 5 for this one. The other one is, as I mentioned, I'm working with Genesis now. And, you know, the first thing that I remembered about Genesis that I really hated was the constant Genesis ads in the bottom at the footer, you know, the little links. I hate that. And I didn't want to fool around with the functions.php file, and I ended up screwing it up once and had to re-upload the theme. And so I just found this one. It's brand new. It just came out today, in fact. It's only been downloaded, well, if it's been downloaded 216 times and it's been updated today, then this should tell you that this is a pretty needed plugin. And it's made by Dave Shine over at deckerweb.de. And this thing basically puts widgets in the footer. One click, boom, you got 2 widget areas. It's great.
Nice.
So I gave this one a 4 out of 5 just because I'm into the new Genesis framework. Found that the customization is kind of still lacking, and this did the trick. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I agree. There is some customization still lacking in Genesis, but as another one for you that would help you edit those little footer pieces in Genesis, there's another one called Simple Edits plugin, and it's designed specifically for editing the footers. That's all it does. It pops up, and you go in, and you re-edit the footer the way you want it.
Nice. Well, I'm a widget guy. I love widgets just from the sake that I can use dynamic widgets and tell it where to turn them off and on and in different categories. You can do a lot of cool theme customization when you have a specific category, and then in that category you're listing, you know, just dynamic things about that particular category itself on the sidebar. And it really does help out SEO-wise, too. You can put random stuff over there and base it only about that category. And that's what I like to use is widgets just for that reason. So that's why I found this plugin very useful.
Excellent.
And you can also put banners down there, too. with this as a widget.
Nice. Well, that's one that I'll have to take into consideration for the Genesis, because yeah, I work almost exclusively in Genesis themes.
Yeah, I'm getting back into it. It's kind of like you know, your old high school buddy you haven't talked to in a while. It's a little rocky at first, you know.
Oh yeah.
But I'm liking Genesis again. So we'll give this one 4 out of 5, and hopefully, as things go on here, we'll punch out a few more Genesis plugins.
Excellent. All right. So what have we got? A couple of reminders for folks out there. Remember, iTunes. Go rate us at iTunes.
Yes, I've seen a couple of them. They are actually coming in. But let's just keep them rolling, though.
Don't forget, we've got a couple other places. You can also find us at blueberry.com, and you can rate us there and pump us along there. And there's another one that I recently put the podcast in called voa.com. It's another podcasting website. Listening to podcasts and other information. So check that one out too, folks, and bump us up in the ratings.
SpeakPipe is another thing you can do just to give your instant feedback to us. So just go to our website, WPPluginsA2Z.com, and click that button on the left side, leave us a message, and we'll play it on the show.
All right, and future podcasts, well, I've still got the affiliate plugins in my list that I'm going to get to one day.
Mm-hmm.
Got some decent comments. More comment plugins, I imagine, as I run into them. Any lazy plugins?
And I'm actually getting into Data Feeder right now with one of my WordPress sites to do a store. And if any of you guys want to tag along at home, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan at heart. So I have the site bullshat.com, trying to just have a little fun with the SERPs for Chicago Bulls hats. I don't want anybody to buy one, but... you know, just check it out. See what I'm doing there. I'm improving it every day. But this Data Feeder plugin actually is a self-automating store plugin that works pretty well with the Premium Press themes. So I'm giving it a run for its money, trying to see what it can do.
Excellent. And one little last tidbit of info from me is I have a personal project that's up and coming that will be of benefit to you, our listeners, when it's launched. So, and that's all I've got to say about that at the moment, and I'll mention it here and there as we go along, and I expect it in the coming weeks.
Absolutely, yeah, and I'm going to be shooting the video plug-in show pretty soon, so I'll keep people abreast of that as it happens, but it looks like this weekend I'm going to dive right into it and see what I can start, see what we can do.
Excellent, and as a final note, you can contact us, me, on my website at johnoverall.com. Twitter at AnkonSu. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverallcom, or email me dragon@wppluginsa2z.com.
And you can find me at the ever improving MarcusCouch.com. You can find me on Twitter at MarcusCouch. And say hi to me, by the way, and tell me that you listen to the show, because I see people following me, but nobody says anything. So say hi. And facebook.com/MarcusCouch is where you can find me, and Marcus@WPPluginsA2Z.com.
And that's all we got for you. We'll let this carry you out, and after all the extra stuff, stay tuned for little secret pieces I'm going to sneak in.
Ooh.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved, by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. So if you're still listening to me at this point here, this is the hidden section that I mentioned near the end of the show there that I will be sticking in, whatever suits my fancy. You know, I may come up with some last minute bits about WordPress or a new idea here and there, or may talk about my secret projects that I'm working on, you know, give hints and tidbits on what they might be. Not this time though. Most often though, it's going to be just me sneaking in some music, and it's a way for me to share the stuff I find on BBVO's Music Alley, because there's some really interesting bands out there, relatively unknown bands, and since they give away their music, I like to spread the word and maybe help them out, and who knows, someone may discover them. Besides, sometimes the band names are just cool. This week here, how can you not enjoy a band name called the Power Goats? So that's what we're going to play for you. It's called the band is the Power Goats. The song is called Tiger Punch. Enjoy. And while you're at it, also, if you have any feedback about this little segment, this is a new segment of the show that I'm going to be doing myself, let me know. I'd appreciate it. Have fun.